This is Dairy Radio Now.
I'm John Clark, traveling the countryside for FeedWorks USA. Today, we're with Mike North of EverAg. Mike, welcome.
Good to join you, John. The biggest movers of late has been the cheese market. And if you've been watching it since March, when at that point we kind of bottomed out with block cheese at around $1.60 and barrel cheese bottoming out at that same time around $1.55, we've seen a couple big surges, a break that kind of closed out the month of April, followed by renewed gains through the month of May. And it's really provided a lot of support to this Class 3 market specifically, but cheese markets averaging $1.87 right now between the block and the barrel. Mind you, the barrel by way of price doesn't quite mean as much anymore because of some of the adjustments in the new federal order reforms and the way that milk is priced. But nonetheless, cheese making a run back higher, definitely supporting that Class 3 market. And alongside of that, a whey market that has renewed its strength. If you go back to that same time frame in March, we dropped to about 45 cents. We've been just grinding our way back higher, found our way back to 57 cents, which as you look at where we've come from late last year, we were just under 80 cents. So a little bit of room to go to catch up to where we were last fall, but making some moves back higher on that front as well.
And how do we relate worldwide in terms of our pricing, and does it help products move, or is the tariff situation impacting that?
Yeah, certainly as we move towards tariffs, that did dampen some of that outlook for price and certainly brought that market down a bit. But as you compare, cheddar cheese as traded in global dairy trade last week was at $2.16. And while we're here at $1.87 average, we are competitive. Now, we also noted that as we got close to $2, which we were near just a week and a half ago, ultimately that market was not competitive. So markets have softened some. Coming back into this mid to upper 180 range allows us to compete and do so very well. You know, on butter, really seen a surge in butter prices moving from about 230 up into this 255 zone, settled back off here a little bit, but nonetheless making a pretty big stride higher. And that comes as we are more than a dollar under the world market and very competitive in that space, to the point that we see the U.S. as a pretty big contributor to the world butter market this year, when on most years we are net importers. Hardly ever would we call ourselves an exporter of butter.
And let's talk a little bit about the feed grains.
Yeah, so corn over the course of the last 24 hours has dropped off precipitously, testing some old support that we've established on this December contract at 435, trading 438. Soybean market has held along in this 1030 range. Meanwhile, soybean meal kind of hanging right around $300 a ton as we look forward on the forward curve out through fall. Looking at that over a 20-year horizon, you're going to find that that's super low relative to history. Generally, you get down to about 280 to $300, and that defines the bottom of the market going back for 20 years. And so pretty good pricing for dairymen as they look at that protein space right now, at least on the soybean meal market. You know, as we talk about the road ahead, big report coming out at the end of the month. We're going to take another look at acreage. We, of course, got the prospective plantings report in March, but the end of June is when they confirmed if we actually planted everything that we prospectively might plant. And that will kind of seal that conversation. And then it's just a weather story all the way into harvest as to whether or not that yield number that they put forward can be met as well.
Mike North of EverAg, give us your web address again.
EVER.AG. That's www.ever.ag.
Thanks for being with us, Mike North of EverAg.
Thanks for having me, John.
I'm John Clark, traveling the countryside for FeedWorks USA.
With Clarifly Larvicide, you get more than just a fly control product. You get more support, more expertise, and more control to prevent the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated cattle by as much as 96%. It is perfectly blended in your mineral supplement to become a part of what you are already doing, feeding your cattle. Get control of flies with a comprehensive program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Starbar products. To learn more about Clarifly Larvicide, contact your local feed dealer or visit centralflycontrol.com.